Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 7th.
That it is.
It's my brother's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Moz.
Moz, yeah, it's Moz's birthday today.
I had a 50-50 chance.
It was kind of entertaining. He sent me a Facebook message the other day, and I just got him into the whole barefoot running thing, and we were talking about it. He's like,
hold
man.
On, let's specify, because I was under the impression of something else. When you mean barefoot, you actually mean no shoes, no nothing, running barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. Okay. Barefoot. Because there's two things. There's barefoot and minimalist. Minimalist is the five fingers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking It was when you first started.
Well, I'll do about half and half. Okay. So, but barefoot is barefoot. So he went running barefoot for 2 miles. I'm like, dude, you got to start out really slow with barefoot because your feet aren't strong enough yet. So he like, oh, I got blisters and blah, blah, blah. And then all these other people, like your mom, another friend, one of my mom's friends, and they're like, oh, you need to wear shoes. Running barefoot is so dangerous, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, holy hell. I just realized how much of a battle I'm going to have to be fighting about this whole barefoot thing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's that thing that, since I've grown up, shoes have always been around. And
what?
Yeah, I know, crazy. And Nike's always been, you know, a very large staple. I actually don't like Nike shoes. I don't think I own or have ever owned a pair of Nike shoes. But in that, everybody's been subjected to the marketing and the advertisement of jump higher, faster, run, all that stuff, if you wear insert shoe company here.
So what we are doing, well, I'm doing, I'm throwing it on the ground.
Yes, you are.
You know what you were saying?
10 seconds. To
jump higher, run faster.
What is it? Not part of the system. That digital short from Andy Samberg, throw it
so
on the ground.
That's
a good one. I love the digital shorts.
But in my opinion, the whole shoe industry is a failed 4-decade experiment. Like, 1972 was when we came out with the Nike, or Nike came out with their first jogging shoe, and that's when injuries increased, and that's when all these bad things started happening. So I'm a big fan of going back to the track flat, the, you know, the normal shoe. So that's me.
Okay.
But Moz, happy birthday again. Enjoy yourself. He's 28 today.
Oh.
I know. Go fig. I hope he's doing something special. Like,
what?
I don't know. Maybe a massage or
hip hop lesson.
Well, yeah. Me and my little brother got Moz hip hop lessons for Christmas. Pretty exciting stuff.
So he's 28.
28? Yeah. Okay. Maybe he'll get married today or something.
Oh, to who?
We don't know.
Okay.
Just maybe.
I didn't know if there was somebody in the picture that I didn't know about.
Maybe I'm just going to get a phone call. Keon, come to LA. I'm getting married. I'll be like, Moz, I'm working.
I'll try and be there.
Yeah, I'll be there in an hour.
I'll be there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Good. So what are we talking about today, Keon?
We are going to be talking, Emily, I suggest that we talk about our favorite music to work out to. So we're gonna nosh on that topic for a little bit and see where that leads us.
Spectacular.
So take it away, T.
I enjoy when I work out. I'm more of a, I need to get emotionally okay with the concept of working out. I know that sounds really, really lame and kind of weird, but in the sense where I, what are you laughing at? It sounds
I'm just excited for
my
music
playlist.
Because whenever Tyler's in the shower, I hear about half of his playlist.
Yeah. So, well, my shower playlist is a different playlist than my workout one.
Oh, let me tell you what his shower playlist is. High School Musical, Wicked, Lil Bon Jovi
in there.
Yeah.
Glee's in there now.
Oh, yeah, great. That's really nice.
But, So I need to get like pumped up, and usually there's songs that either A, I can relate to something else. So like I've seen it in a movie that's gotten me pumped up, or just this, like there's a couple of songs on my playlist that are just all around good pump up songs. So I actually have my iPod out.
Okay.
And I have 28 songs. I won't go through all of them because some of them are not repeats, but by the same group.
Okay.
I have Europe.
What song though?
Well, I have The Final Countdown and Cherokee and a couple other ones. They're spread out throughout. Like I don't break them up into here's the Europe section. They're spread out throughout. But Europe is just a good 80s band.
Oh man.
Or were they early 90s?
Don't care.
Band. I think they were a hair band.
Yeah, I don't really care. I love them though.
Yeah, they're great, just, you know, pump up, get yourself excited music. Then I got Flo Rida, you know. Right Round. It's always a good song.
Oh, I can't stand that crap. And so, I mean, okay, there was a day.
I like this song. Okay, I like this song because it's repetitive for jump roping.
Okay.
I like that song for jump roping and Stronger for jump roping.
Yeah.
From Kanye West.
There was a time when sexual innuendo was actually innuendo.
Now like, it's just think, like blatant.
Think obvious. James Bond. Like, you know, pussy galore. Octopussy.
Yeah. Well, there's one like on top of you.
Or
like
on a top.
On a top.
Yeah, Xenia on a top. Yeah. And those were clever. Now this is just blatant, like, oral sex things that are not, I mean, I just don't enjoy it.
So that song I just like in the pump up section, like, concept.
Okay.
I then, next in my list, I do have my High School Musical, Scream.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, the ballad from the third one. Not the ballad, but like the pump-up jam from the third one.
I don't know what that is.
You'd have to see the movie.
I won't see that movie.
Yeah.
I've seen the first
two. So here's a good song. Come On, Eileen.
This is Tyler's When He Gets Drunk song.
This is my favorite song to scream.
Because even if it's not playing, Tyler will just start, we're walking down the street.
And I'll start yelling, come on, Eileen. And I don't know the rest of the song.
No one
I just
does.
Mumble it. It's great. Then I have my Bon Jovi, you know, It's My Life, Lost Highway, Living on a Prayer. My favorite, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Right.
Then I have some Daughtry, which is basically Bon Jovi of the 2000th century. Is it 2000th century? 2001st?
I don't know. I don't like Daughtry.
Okay.
Because I like Bon Jovi. Don't like Daughtry.
Then let's see who else I have. I have One Republic because while working out, I go through weird, I like pump-up music.
Uh-huh.
And then at the same time, I like real mellow music.
Okay.
Like when lifting, I kind of like mellow music. I don't need the pump-up stuff. The pump-up stuff is more for my cardio. That
okay.
I have to get myself through where the work, like lifting, I like mellow music for the most part. I have a lot of Linkin Park, you know, What I've Done, Crawling, let's see, Shadow of a Day, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. It's up in there.
Don't stop. Oh, that's such a good song.
Then I have some Switchfoot, Dairy to Move.
Okay.
Let's see what else I got. I'm going through this. There's some more Europe. Shine Down, Second Chance. Have you heard that song? It's Second Chance by Shine Down.
No, yeah.
It's a good song.
Okay.
It's kind of just like a weird rock. Oh, this one I like. This is from a movie that I got talked into. I honestly did not see the movie of my own free will.
Right.
I was dating at the time a dancer.
Okay.
It's from Step Up.
Okay.
The dance movie. How do you say that? Petey? Is that Petey?
Yeah,
Petey Pablo.
Yeah.
Show Me the Money.
Uh-huh.
It's like this rap song that has violin in it, and it's like an orchestra in the background, and it's just like, it's a great cardio song.
Huh.
It's really, really cool.
That's nice.
It's like the in sequence to Step Up, they do like the dance too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then I have Kelly Clarkson, Walk Away,
which
is always a good one.
Fantastic.
Or any Kelly, you know, song.
Kelly
for the
is
part.
Just a fantastic, fantastic artist.
Let's see who else I got. I have Evanescen. I like them. You know, like back in high school kind of music.
Yeah, I'm not a fan anymore.
Then I have a couple of like worship songs. Those are usually like my go-to if I'm like feeling it. Like, I have to feel that one. Okay. Like, if it gets to it, you know. Like, I have some Mark Schultz, David Crowder, like, kind of those. They're just random.
Yeah. You know what?
Like, I'm not a, like, I know this is kind of weird, sacrilegious, but, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, religious music. But sometimes I need, like, I can zone out on it.
The majority of religious music, musicians aren't very good. Like, I'm not, like, trying to, actually, no, I am trying to bash it. They're not very good musicians.
Yeah.
And so the music isn't very good. So I don't care if it's a good message. It's, you know, not good music, so I'm not going to listen to it.
That's kind of my thing, too. It's where in that I like, you know, Bon Jovi. I like my rock for the most part, and I like my show tunes, I know.
Right.
But there's not a Christian, like, I kind of like Cutlass. Cutlass kind of has, but they border on that, are they Christian, are they not?
Really?
Like, because some people know them that aren't Christian and listen to them.
Whatever.
So sometimes, I don't know. Like,
I
like songs that either have a good beat or have good lyrics.
Okay.
Like, I rarely find songs that have both for working out.
Right.
So.
Okay.
What do you listen to?
Well, I'm a little bit different than Tyler, as you can all see. I have taken to listening to audiobooks while I work out. So I'm going to give you a brief view of those, and then I'll go through some of the music that I switch into. So, one of my favorites that I've listened
to... Hold on, before we start going into this, do you have it hard to, like, actually focus on what they're saying?
Nope.
Really?
Not at all. Well, yeah.
I'll have to try that, because I would think that, because I don't really, like, I listen to the music, but it's kind of in the background.
Right.
Because I count my reps, and I'm
focusing. Like, I can multitask, okay. Tyler.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah. So my first and favorite, Born to Run. Great book. I would highly recommend it. I've listened to it. I'm on my third time already. Now I'm currently listening to A History of the American People by Paul Johnson. It's a 43-hour book. I'm very excited because usually it's like 8 hours and whatever. I get through it in a couple of days. This one goes from the conquistadors and like everything to present day. Very excited about that. Little Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Great book. It's probably the best simple book ever written. I have Outliers, which is a Malcolm Gladwell book, but I'm missing disc 5, which is tragic. One of my friends lent it to me, and I'm missing disc 5. So I haven't started with that one.
What's that about?
It's about outliers in society, like how certain people are predisposed to get... You know, to have certain things. And I haven't really read the whole book, so I don't really know. And then What the Dog Saw, another Malcolm Gladwell book. All right, it's a bunch of short stories. It's all right, not my favorite. Badass, which is pretty good. It was about all the badasses throughout history up to present day. Then I read Ultra Marathon Man, which was okay. Not my favorite. It was just a guy... talking about how he ultra-marathons. And
what's an ultra-marathon?
It's classically defined as anything over a marathon, but typically it's 50 kilometers to 100 miles.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And then the tipping point, which is how epidemics start, like social epidemics start. It's really, really good. I'd highly recommend that. And then somewhere in here I should have Blink. Blink was really good. I liked that one. That was another Malcolm Gladwell. So I think that, I don't know, for me, it's the ability to get as much done as possible. And so while I'm moving my body, why not exercise my mind as well? And that's one thing I really find valuable with listening to the audiobook is that, I mean, I've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You've listened.
6, 7.
Would you really say 8. You've read?
Yes. I've read almost 9 books. And I mean, while working out and driving in my car, and I mean, I'm getting the same information. So why is that not reading? You know, I guess it's I haven't read, but I've listened to whatever.
There's still books,
right?
I would just say you've listened to them.
All right, fine. So I've listened to 5 different, or 8 different books that I wouldn't have listened to, and this is only since September. So, and getting some of the music that I like. Sometimes I get kind of weird when I run. Let's see. Sometimes I like a little Andre Bocelli.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, he's great. A little Arcade Fire, which they do the music for The Wild Things Are, Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, okay.
They did the music, some of the music for that. Bob Dylan is great. I like him for running. He's got a great beat. The Black Eyed Peas, always a good choice. Buck Cherry, for when I'm feeling really angry.
I do like Buck Cherry.
That's a good one for when you just kind of want to jam and don't care about what the lyrics are.
Yeah. Because
it gets dirty.
They are insane. Get some of them.
Dirty quick. And then one of my favorites just to start off with is Cake, Going the Distance. Because it's about a race, and I just like it. And especially if you're running by yourself, it's really good. Sometimes I like Dave Matthews Band, like some of his.
I've never enjoyed Dave.
I know you don't.
From any of Dave's songs, I don't enjoy. Which is interesting because all of them sound the same to me.
Right.
But to most people, all Bon Jovi songs sound the same.
That is true.
But I love Bon Jovi.
Right. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Get Buck in Here by DJ Felly Fell. Oh,
yeah, I've heard that one.
Oh my gosh, that is a very NorCal song. It's hella NorCal. really good. I would highly recommend that. Led Zeppelin is a good classic.
Yes.
Yeah, Immigrant Song, blah, blah, blah. I'm just picking out the highlights because I know this could just come off as a list for everyone. Oh, one of my all-time favorites just to go to is Mos Def. Quiet Dog.
For sure.
Oh, so good. It starts off with a speech and then busts out into this great, consistent beat that I would highly, highly recommend. And then we got Nelly, Heart of a Champion. That is, if I want to kick ass at the end of my workout, that's what I put on. I'm like, I need this because it's just like so motivating. So, I have a bunch of.
Oh, I like that song. Here.
Which one?
Dead and Gone.
Oh, Dead and Gone. Yeah. T.I. featuring Justin Timberlake. Good one.
See, I like the songs from like movies. So I do have like the Rocky set theme, you know, and that's a great one to jump rope to. Uh-huh. I know it sounds way cliche, but it's a good one to jump rope to because it's a consistent beat.
Right. Yeah. And that sometimes it really matters what your desire for is, or desire for the music is. Because if you want to push yourself hard, typically I'll go for the Nelly, Rage Against the Machine, hardcore, you know, stuff like that. But if I'm out in the woods running, I'm going to listen to Sigur Rós. I'm going to listen to Iron and Wine. I'm going to listen to Arcade Fire to get myself to really focus in. Sigur Rós is probably one of my favorite running things that no one else will care to listen to while they run because it's all, like, experimental Icelandic music, mm-hmm. which is cool, but it's not for most people. So yeah, think about what the purpose of your workout is and then kind of match your music to meet that because not every workout has to be hardcore balls out, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them are meant to be, like Tyler was saying, get the beat for jump roping or get your mood right for Pilates, yoga, or whatever.
What's nice is that like with some, I mean, you can set up your, if you want to spend hours and hours, I mean, you could set it up where I've done this because when working at a gym, you have a lot of free time to kill, and I have my laptop, and I would set up awesome playlists where I would have, you know, two songs that came out to be like 6 minutes that were a nice warm-up,
uh-huh.
and I would have them in order, so I knew when I got to this song, I needed to be sprinting, so I would have the, you know, Flow Rider song when I like to run to that one, uh-huh. you know, and then I would have, you know, let's see, the song that jumped into my head first, and this is just because I heard it, literally the last song I heard in my car, it wasn't for my workout playlist, but like the Dirty Dancing song, like the
Time of My Life,
just like a love ballad, like I'd have that in my like rest period. I know, that's the last song I heard of, it was on Coit this morning, and I know, I was jamming out to that. I love Coit. And so have that for a little bit, then go to like another like rock out song. You go back and forth.
I love how much, I don't know.
How different we are in our music, or how lame mine is.
Not lame, it's just, it's very, I don't even know what to say about it.
I am not a music
aficionado.
Yeah, I could care less. Like, yeah. If I've heard it, I'll listen to it again. Like, I don't seek out music.
My older brother, he knows bands before they even start. Like, he is so, like, he knows so much music, it's not even funny.
Yeah, that's, so music has never been my thing.
That's partially why we chose this topic today, because Maz loves music. And so he can, it's almost in honor of him.
And his day of birth.
And his day of birth, exactly. So yeah, if you don't work out with music, then you're subject to what the gym puts on.
Which
is terrible. Always.
What, do they, my workout buddy and I were trying to figure this out this morning, because this morning they had, it was like slow jams. And I was trying to figure out if it's, are they set up on a weird radio system, or do they choose it?
It's called Muzak. Most gyms use it. And the only reason I know this is because I had to change it a couple times. But typically, it's the manager on duty's job to change it, or the fitness manager's job. So at the gym I work at, one of the people, the managers, in the morning, who's going to remain nameless, because apparently some of the people I work with have started listening to this podcast. They play really, really, like, honestly, what was it? It was like Tina Turner. We had some like slow, exactly, like love ballads.
Yeah. And it's just, I know that I can listen to it and not care. Like, I don't, but that does affect other people, kind of a thing. So I would always put like, not angry, but like upbeat music.
Right.
Or like, you know, where it's got like a consistent beat. And Jared, my workout buddy, was like, why don't they just put house music on?
Right.
Where it's just like, it doesn't need to be so much techno, but it's a consistent beat of some kind of thing. And that, I was just really,
well,
because it was like partly country, the song that they had on this morning.
Oh.
When we noticed it, and we just kind of looked at each other like, why is this playing?
Ugh. I had a manager, he put on techno stuff, like, or house music, and everyone complained. Then he put on, like, rap music, everyone complained. Then he put on, like, you know, you can never, like, he put on classic rock, people complained. Like, nowhere will you ever get.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody needs their own different stuff, but it's that when I go to a gym, I won't be surprised if it's house music. I understand that older people might not be so much.
Right.
I feel like older people complain more than other people. But if I was to go to a gym, I would expect to hear, like, rock something, station or a rap station or, like,
something with the beat.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even, I know, as lame as it sounds, like, the top 40 just in circulation.
Right.
Just.
Because you're not going to, I mean,
it's a little bit of everything.
Right. And you're not going to be there for all 40 songs.
Yeah.
Because that's, what, 3 minutes times four? That's 120 minutes. That's two hours. So you shouldn't be there for that long. So if you don't bring your own music, you're going to be subject to whoever happens to be running the music at your gym. And if you like it, great. But typically, you won't.
And well, the person that I'm subjected to the music to is the Russian that this morning decided to, at 6:45 when I walked in, have popcorn. And then, as I was waiting for Jared, decided that it was a smoking break. That was who got to choose my music today. That's the person that works the front desk and is the only person of any authority besides the people that clean that
really?
Is there in the morning until like...
Wait, eating popcorn?
She had a thing of popcorn, so it made the whole gym smell like popcorn.
Right.
And then as I got there, I put my stuff down, and I walked back out to the front to wait for Jared to show up, and she was out front smoking. I was just like, wow. And that's a huge pet peeve of mine, that not smoking. I could care less if you want to smoke, but if you work at a gym, I feel like you
shouldn't smoke.
Or nobody should see you smoke within 50 feet of the
facility.
Gym.
Right. You should go out back to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just really interesting. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I had a big yawn. I was expecting you to fill that space.
Sorry.
It's okay.
More like, oh, he's yawning.
Uh-huh. All right, so I think that'll do it for today. We're
going
to get out of here. If you have any questions, comments, send us an email. We're not going to put the exact list up online. We're going to put some of the top musics up there, and maybe a link to purchase it if you would care to. Until tomorrow, you guys have a great day. Tyler, take us out. It's alcohol names.
No, I know, but I think I already said the one that I like. My mind went to straight away. So let's go with Kahlua. That's blatant alcohol. I know. It was the only thing I could think of off the top of my head.
Think of, you saw it.
I know.
He turned around and looked at our alcohol cabinet. All right, Kahlua. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pick of girls. One a notch, one a crease in his pillow. One a name he don't want to know. No. No. Did anybody say I'm in a hot tub? Knock out. I'm in a hot tub, yeah. She calls his flat to tell him she loves him. No!